consider it done, Mon Coronel," I answered. "I am now the very foreman for this little job." And so I made my way down to the Casbah, where I knew I'd find my men having a drink in Black Mike's saloon. I pushed my way through the swinging doors, ducking as a chair flew over my head, followed by what looked like a military policeman. And there in the corner sat my four volunteers. Sergeant Schultz, a lean, mean fighting machine, with cropped iron-grey hair, a jeweling scar, and monocle. He was a Dutchman. "Well, Dutch Schultz," asked the oldest member. "Yes, of course," said the Major, and on his forearm he had a tattoo which said SS. "SS," said the oldest member. "Yes, Sergeant Schultz," exclaimed the Major. Next to him sat Corporal Kroll, a six-foot American cowboy, as blond as a Viking berserker, but lacking half a sense of one. Very useful with his guns and fists, though. They called him Texas Rouge. "Texas Red?" echoed the oldest member in disbelief. "What on earth was he doing in the Foreign Legion?" Well, rumour had it that he'd fallen off his horse and had joined to hide his shame. Opposite him sat Legionnaire Carlos, a small Spaniard, as mere as a cobra and an expert with his stiletto knife. They called him Le Mercer. The last member of the group was a crazy Australian called Legionnaire Chandra, a man without fear, or any brain at all, come to that. "Bonjour, les amis," I said as I sat down at their table, smiling as they all pretended to ignore me. "Garçon," I called to the barman, "a bottle of your finest brandy, please." The bottle arrived, and Sergeant Schultz gave me a cold Dutch stare.